Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chesem Abeis. We're holding on Chesem Abeis, the second line from the top, by the words Amr Rabbi Levi. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Levi, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yoitzrim. When you have these two Sukkos of potters, Rashi says that these people that they sold pottery, so they would have two Sukkos, one closer to the Rishus HaRabim, and one inner Sukkah. Now they would sleep and they would store their wares inside of the inner sukkah, and then when it was time to sell their stuff, so they would sell in the outer sukkah. So they would live in the inner one and sell in the outer one. So these shtei sukkah shel yoitzrim, zu lefnim mizu, one more inner than the other. So the halacha is like this, hapnimis eina sukkah. The inner sukkah, where he lives, so that's halachically not considered a sukkah. Rashi explains, because even though we're going to have on Daf Tesam and Aleph that we paskin like Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds that a sukkah does not need to be made lishma. A sukkah does not need lishma, and therefore l'chayre there should be nothing wrong with making a sukkah and being yaitzeh in the mitzvah of sukkah inside of this inner sukkah. Still, Rashi explains that being that this person, this pater, he lives in the inner sukkah all year round, it's not nicker that he's living there for the mitzvah. So even though the building, the structure itself of the sukkah doesn't need to be made lishma, it needs to be nicker that the person who's living there is living there for the mitzvah. Since he lives there all year round, so he cannot be yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah inside of the inner sukkah. So the inner sukkah is not a sukkah. The chayev is b'mezuzah. However, for the same reason that he lives there all year round, that's why it is chayev in mezuzah, because it's his dira. However, v'achitzayna, the outer sukkah, where he just sells his wares, he doesn't live there, so that is sukkah, that he could be yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah, even though it wasn't made lishma. We don't need it to be made lishma. So therefore, he could be yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah inside of the outer sukkah. However, patura mina mezuzah, it's patra from mezuzah, because it's not considered a dira. He doesn't live there, and therefore it's patra from mezuzah. Ask the Gemara, v'amai, why is the chitzayna pater mi mezuzah? Why is the outer sukkah pater from mezuzah? To have you chitzayna kevei shar apanimis? Why don't we say that the outer sukkah is like the entranceway into the inner sukkah, v'tis chayev mezuzah? And as an entranceway, it should be chayev mezuzah. Now the Rishonim point out, and in Yuma we had the opposite. We said that an entranceway is pater from mezuzah. So there's different terutzim. It could be really it is chayev, it's just chayev midrabanon, or it could be it's tallying in what the entranceway opens up too. But Al-Kavanim, the Gemara over here is saying that there is a chiv on an entranceway, and if so, so why is the inner, why is the outer sukkah pater from mezuzah just because it's not a dira? Who cares? It's still an entranceway to the inner sukkah, which is a dira. So says the Gemara, Mishum Dulei Kaviyah, because the inner sukkah, Rashi explains, is not kavua. L'maisa, it's not so, even though he lives there, it's not completely kavua. The Rimi Lunil explains, because many times he doesn't eat inside the inner sukkah. Many times he'll eat inside of his house. So even though we do consider it keva enough that he can't be yaitzeh the mitzvah of sukkah in it, it's also not considered keva enough in mezuzah to be mechayev the outer sukkah and in mezuzah alts being an entranceway to the inner sukkah, because the ma'isa it's not completely kavua, and therefore the outer sukkah does not have a chiyah mezuzah midin beishar. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa that ganvach, if you have a sukkah's ganvach, what sukkah's ganvach? Sukkah's ganvach stands for a sukkah that starts with a gimel, a nun, a beis, and a chav. It's sukkah's goyim, a sukkah which is built by a goy, or sukkah's nashim, it's built by a lady, or sukkah's behema, a sukkah which is built for an animal, and sukkah's kusim, also a sukkah that's built by a kusi, who halachically has the status of a goy. So the common denominator between all of these sukkahs is that, even though, like we said before, we don't need it to be that a sukkah is made lishma, and that's taka by all these sukkahs. These sukkahs, being that they're made by or for things that are not chayiv in sukkah, so they're not made lishma. A guy is not building the sukkah lishma, and the woman also, she's making the sukkah for herself just to have shade. So she's not making a lishma for the mitzvah. She's not chayiv in the mitzvah. Surely you're not making the sukkah for the animals lishma, and the guy is also, the kusi is not making the sukkah lishma. So all these cases are sukkahs that are not made lishma. And says the Braisa, fifth case, sukkah mikol makayim, also a sukkah that's even more inferior than these sukkahs. The halacha is that they're all kshera, they're all kasher, because we don't need lishma. We paskin like Beis Hillel, a sukkah does not need to be made lishma. And memelo, all of these sukkahs ganvach, they're all kasher. And even sukkahs mikol makayim, the more inferior sukkah, which the Gemara will explain shortly what that's referring to. However, says the Braisa that there's a caveat. Uvad shetehei misukachas kilchasa. The only way it's kosher is if you make the schach on the sukkah kilchasa. Well, says the Gemara, Maikil Chasa. What does that mean? Avada doesn't mean that you have kasher eschach on the sukkah, because if you don't have kasher eschach on the sukkah, so then there's nothing to talk about. So Avada, we're talking about where there's kasher eschach on the sukkah. So what does the Braisa mean to emphasize when it says, Ubilvad shetehid mesukechas kil chasa? Amar Rav Chista explains, V'hu sha'asa litzeil sukkah. It means that the person, even though he doesn't need it to be lishma, we don't need it to be that the sukkah is made lishma, it has to be that the eschach is put on for the sake of its shade. Meaning, lafuke, it's not just put on for privacy. If a person builds a sukkah and he just puts on the schach in order to have some privacy, let's say from the neighbors, so that's not a kasher a sukkah. A schach has to be l'shem d'tzel. And therefore, since the schach needs to be l'shem d'tzel, that's what the Braisa means over here. That all these cases, it has to be that the person who put on the schach, even though we don't need it to be l'shma, it has to be that he put on the schach with intentions that it should serve as a means of providing shade, and not just as a means of providing privacy. It has to be providing shade. Now the place can discuss if by sukkah's ganvach, if it's kosher even lechatchila. Let's say a sukkah that's built by a guy. Is it kosher even lechatchila? The stimus ha-gemara, l'chayra is mashma, that's kosher even lechatchila. However, the Magen Avram writes that lechatchila, a person should not have a sukkah that's built by a guy. And the reason for that is because there's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is in Tosis and Gittin, where over there Rabbeinu Tam says that any time you have a person that's potter from a mitzvah, so he is not allowed to be the one to fashion the mitzvah. If let's say a guy is potter from tzitzis, he's not allowed to tie the tzitzis. If a guy is potter from sukkah, which he is, so he's not allowed to construct the sukkah, which means he's not allowed to put the schach onto the sukkah. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So says the Magen Avram that one should be choishish for the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, lechatchila at least, and therefore lechatchila one should not build the sukkah through a guy. However, others say that although Rabbeinu Tam said this klal that someone who's potter from a mitzvah can't construct the mitzvah, for various reasons it doesn't apply to sukkah, and they say that no, like the Stimas HaGemara, like the Stimas HaPaiskim, the Prima Gadim says it's a daichik to say that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, would bring this halacha and not say anything about this, that it's not lechatchila. Therefore says the Prima Gadim that no, even lechatchila a person is allowed to have a guy build the sukkah. There's other reasons why other achrayim, later achrayim, they say that the ma'isa a person should not have a guy build the sukkah. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Negros Moshe, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Kovitz Halachos, they say stam mitzad the kedusha of the sukkah. It's not proper to have a guy be the one to construct the sukkah, which again means to put the schach on top of the sukkah. So either halachically a person is lechatchila not supposed to have a guy build the sukkah, or it could be for this hashkafik. So this, I guess hashkafik reason of that it's not proper by a sukkah which has kedusha to have a guy build a sukkah. That's another reason why lechatchila perhaps the person should not have a guy build a sukkah. Now the Braisa had mentioned these four types of sukkahs, gadvach, and then it said sukkah mikol makom. So says the Gemara now, mikol makom lasuyemai. What's this inferior sukkah of the Braisa referring to? Says the Gemara, it's lasuke, an entire category of sukkahs. It's coming to include sukkahs rakvash. It's coming to include these four sukkahs known as sukkahs rakvash. Now what is that? The Tan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa. That sukkas rakvash, what's sukkas rakvash? It's sukkas rayim, that the shepherds that they build for themselves for shade, or sukkas kayatsim, the shaymrei ketziyos of the dried figs, or sukkas borgenin, these people that are the shaymrim of the city, and so they build for themselves huts for shade, or sukkas shaymrei peiros, again guards of fruits, that they build themselves these huts for shade. So sukkah mikol makom, or also in an inferior sukkah, even more than these four, the halacha is that they're kshera, meaning we don't need it to be lishma. It doesn't have to be for the mitzvah of sukkah, as long as it's ubavat shetemis ukeches kilchasa, as long as it's put on kilchasa, which again says the Gemara, my kilchasa, what does that mean kilchasa? Amrev chista busha asa letzel sukkah, it has to be that the schach is put on to the sukkah, put onto the walls, l'shem the tzel, to provide shade, and not just for privacy. But as long as it's put on to provide shade, so then even though it's not made l'shma for the mitzvah of sukkah, so the sukkah is kosher. That's what mikol makom was coming to include sukkah's rakvash. Says the Gemara, sukkah mikol makom asuyemai. In this braisa of sukkah's rakvash, it also said sukkah mikol makom. So what's this inferior sukkah of sukkah's rakvash coming to referring to? Says the Gemara, It's coming to include Sukkas Ganvach. So it comes out that we have a machlokes. The Tana of Sukkas Ganvach says that Sukkas Rakvash is more inferior than Ganvach. Ganvach says that he's better than Rakvash, and therefore Mikol Makom was including Rakvash. However, the Tana of Rakvash says that no, he's better than Ganvach, and Mikol Makom was including the more inferior Sukkah of Ganvach. So it's a machlokes, which one's more inferior? Is Ganvach more inferior, or is Rakvash more inferior? Each Tana holds that his four are better than the other four. So now says the Gemara, to explain the Machlokes, that Hai Tana de Ganvach, the Tana of Ganvach holds that Ganvach is better, Alimele Ganvach, he holds that the Sukkas Ganvach is better, Mishum de Kviye, because the Maisa, all these Sukkas are Kavua. There's no reason why the Sukkah is going to be taken apart and moved around. However, and therefore, since it's more Kavua, so therefore it's a better Sukkah. And therefore, Tana Mikom Makom Lasuye Rakvash Deloy Kviye. And he taught Mikom Makom to include the Sukkahs of Rakvash, which are different Shamer building the Sukkah, and it's not Kavua. A person, he guards the fruit over here, then he picks up and he goes over there, the Shamer also. All the different Shamer, they move from place to place, and therefore it's not kavua, and therefore the Tana of Ganvach held that his sukkah was better than Rakvash. Says the Gemara, V'hai Tana de Rakvash, now the Tana of the Brice of Rakvash, he held that Alimule Rakvash, he held that Rakvash is better than Ganvach, de Bnei Chuvaninu, because Rakvash is all built by Jews that are men, and so it's all built by people who are chayiv in the mitzvah, de Bnei Chuvaninu, and therefore, V'tana mikom makom lesuye Ganvach de la Bnei Chuvaninu. He taught Mikom Makom to include the inferior sukkah of Sukkas Ganvach, which is all built by Goyim or four Goyim or women, people that are not Bnei Chiyuva, and therefore he held that those were considered inferior sukkahs, and Mikom Makom was coming to include Sukkas Ganvach. But really Sukkas Rakvash is better than Sukkas Ganvach. Now we'll just conclude with the Ha'ara. We mentioned that the Tana of Ganvach, he held that Sukkas Ganvach is better than Sukkas Rakvash, because Sukkas Rakvash is not Kavua. Therefore he held that Sukkas Ganvach is better, because Rakvash is not Kavua. Now the question is, the Chachma Shlomo asked the question, Rav Shlomo Kluger in Aruch Chaim, Simen Yadal, Tzivka and Aleph, he asked that why is that a Chisar? It says that Ganvach is better than Rakvash, because Rakvash is not Kavua. So what if it's not Kavua? Why is that a Chisarun? Why do we need a Sukkah to be Kavua? It's a Doichik to say that this Tana is Dafka going like the Man D'Amar that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inon. So there's another Tana that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inon. So why is this a Chisarun, the fact that Rakvash is not Kavua? So the Ma'is I saw in the Arzur of Eliashiv, he doesn't address the question straight on, but Kla'achar Yad, he answers the question the way he explains the Gemara, over there in Amud Lamed Aleph. He explains that when the Gemara says, that the Tan of Ganvach, he held that Ganvach was better than Rakvash, because Rakvash is not Kavua, the Gemara means to say that Rakvash is not Kavua, and therefore it's not even considered a Diras Arai. That's the Pshan in the Gemara. That not that we need Kavua, it's just that Rakvash is not kavua enough to even be considered a diras arai. Stop, just a pshan in the Gemara.